Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. We are continuing today with our ADHD Q&A series where you ask a question and I answer it. If you have a question you want to send me, you can shoot me an email. It's motherhoodinadhd@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. However you want to find me, send me a question and maybe it'll end up here. So today's question comes from a friend of mine who is going to get their ADHD diagnosis doctor's appointment this week. And she sent me a note and was like, hey, what are your thoughts or recommendations on this? And I'm like, well, have you asked the right girl? Got a lot of thoughts on this. So mama, if you are thinking about going to get your diagnosis and you have your appointment set up, here are my recommendations. Number one, only see an ADHD expert. ADHD is not well understood by doctors. They do not get thoroughly trained on this topic in med school. So it's like they mentioned it like one time in one class in med school, like this exists, and that's about it. Like they do not get a thorough training on this. This means that they are not getting trained on what ADHD looks like in adults. It is less well known how ADHD shows up in females, which means it is even less known about how it shows up in adult females. Like how much we know about ADHD in women as grownups is very small. So you are looking for a needle in a haystack. I know. I'm sorry. I wish I could give you better news than that. But it is very important that you find someone who knows what they're talking about. You do not go to the cardiologist when you have foot pain. You do not say, hey, I think I might have diabetes. Let me go see the orthopedic surgeon. No, you go see a cardiologist when you have heart trouble. When you have a messed up knee, you go see the orthopedic surgeon. And you usually will find the orthopedic surgeon who specializes in knees. If this guy specializes in ankles and you have a knee problem, you're like, you know what? I can probably find somebody better to take care of my knee. I want the guy who does all the knee surgeries, right? So I want you to find the guy or the gal that does all the ADHD in adult women. They exist. Find that person. You are paying money for their expertise. Do not pay for junk. Do not pay for the person who doesn't know anything about this. Now, if you are stuck with a certain doctor for your insurance reasons or you're on like socialized medicine, I get it. You do what you can with what you got. That means that you need to go in armed with a ton of information and very certain about who you are, what your problems are, and how that represents ADHD in women. Another option is to go, like I pay out of pocket for my doctor because I want the good person that knows what they're talking about. I don't want this nonsense. Like if I know more about ADHD than you, then I don't need your expertise, eh? So I pay out of pocket for my doctor because she's amazing. You have the option of, if you can, you can see someone who's not like in network or whatever to get your diagnosis and get your med set up and then go see somebody else for your maintenance stuff. But that way you already have your initial setup with the person who knows what they're talking about and then see someone else just to keep it up. That is another option. Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, see an expert. Beforehand, what I want you to do is jot down, what are your struggles? What are your concerns? Take a few minutes to write down all the things that you're worried about, the patterns that you've seen, the things that you want to talk about. Because when you go into the doctor's appointment, you know that you don't get to spend all day with them. You don't get to hang out. Like, you only have a limited amount of time. So go in with your information ready to go so that you know exactly what you want to talk about. Write down any questions that you have, because you're not going to remember later. And then you'll leave the appointment and be like, oh, I should have asked about this. No, write everything down ahead of time. Write down what your questions are. And also think about, what is your goal for this appointment? Do you just want the diagnosis to be like, I know, and that's good enough for me? That's cool. That can be the whole goal. If you want to take medicine, know going in, like, I want to take medicine, so that you can ask those kinds of questions. If you just want to know what your options are, ask about what your options are. Know going in kind of what you are hoping for, because there are a lot of questions to ask. There's a lot that can be covered in that appointment time, and you only have so much time. So you want to make sure that you go in with your goal in mind so you can make the most of that time that you have when you're face to face or maybe Zoom to Zoom with your doctor. Mama, are you looking for some extra support? Could you use a few more like-minded mamas in your circle? Here is your official invitation to join our Facebook group, the Motherhood and ADHD Community. Here you can ask questions, share advice, but most importantly, know that you're not alone. Click on the link in the show notes or search on Facebook for Motherhood and ADHD Community. So come join our little corner of the internet with other mamas who know how your brain works and won't look at you crazy when you share what's floating around inside there. Instead, they'll say, I get it. I've been there and I know how that is. So come on, what are you waiting for? See you in there. Again, that's the Motherhood in ADHD Community on Facebook. Now, while you are at your appointment, take notes or ask them if they're going to give you this information written down. So if you're going to see a doctor who knows ADHD, they know that you're going to need some help with this, that it's going to be hard for you to absorb all this information and remember it after you leave. Bring someone with you who you feel comfortable with and ask them to take notes while you talk. Ask them to remember that you wanted to ask these four questions before you leave. That's a perfectly good accommodation for you to have, is to bring someone with you to help. When you're there also, ask, what are your next steps? A lot of times this process takes multiple appointments. Yes, you might go in and they'd be like, yes, you have ADHD, check, here's your script. But that isn't normally how it works. So you're gonna have to do multiple things. So ask them, like, do you need another appointment? Do you need to do any testing? Are there any resources or homework that you can do, like things that you should investigate? What are your treatment options? What kind of therapies would they recommend? And make sure you have your list out so that while you're talking to them, you see your list and you're not like, oh, I left and didn't ever get my list out. Like, as soon as you get into the office, pull your list out, look it over with all the questions and whatever you want to ask, all your concerns, and then that way it's out in front of you. So when you're getting ready to go, you're like, oh, right, I need to check these questions here to make sure that I did everything that I wanted to. Now, keep in mind that if you have ADHD, you also probably have a bunch of other problems. Sorry. So they're probably going to tell you that you also have anxiety or depression or whatever other problems that come along with ADHD. Yes, we do want to treat those things. If they say, you know what, I really think you have anxiety based on all the things you told me, let's treat that first. If you feel good about that, then great. If you don't feel good about that, because I hear this a lot where women go in thinking, I have ADHD, and the doctor's like, well, I think you actually have anxiety. Well, yes, I have anxiety because I have ADHD and I have been coping poorly my whole life. Thank you very much. This is a common thing. So if they're telling you, I don't really know if you have ADHD, maybe it's just anxiety, or they're going to sound like the expert and be like, I think it's anxiety, not ADHD. If that doesn't sit well with you, push back. You are paying them. You are paying them. You have hired them to take care of you. Okay. So you deserve to feel good about how that goes. When you have ADHD, that's like the trunk. Okay. That's the root of the problem. And from that are the different branches. I got an anxiety branch. I got a depression branch. I got a panic attack branch. I got all these branches coming out from the root cause of ADHD. If I'm fixing all these branches, that's great. It's lovely to have a prune tree, but it's not going to solve the actual problem. Fixing the branches isn't going to make my tree healthy. Okay. So I need to get to the root. Now, I have to say, side note, it is possible that you do have anxiety and not ADHD. Like, we do want to find the right cause, because the way you treat anxiety by itself is very different than you are going to treat anxiety because of ADHD. So you do want to find the right answer. What I'm saying, though, is that if it doesn't sit well with you, get a second opinion. Find the person that you mesh with. Like, if you feel like you went to that doctor and they just kind of dismissed you and were like, nope, anxiety, here's your Xanax, move along with your day. And you're like, I really don't think that's it. Go see a second person. Get another opinion. Find the ADHD expert who's truly going to say, based on my experience, yes or no, as opposed to, I don't really know much about ADHD and here's my opinion. Okay? Now, after your appointment, when you get home, I want you to go through all the instructions that they gave you and like write down your action steps in your calendar. If you have another appointment, write that down. If you're supposed to talk to some kind of like therapist or psychiatrist or some other provider, make a plan to get that done. Because in general, when you get down this road, you'll find that like seeing a doctor, you don't get to see them in like 3 days. You see them, you know, weeks out or months out. So jump on that right away. Get those things scheduled, because it is going to take a while before you actually get to see those other specialists. It's going to take you a while to read that book or go through all those resources. Like, all these things are going to take time. So do little bites, a little bit every day, and figure out your plan on getting all those recommendations finished. Also, side note, whenever you go to these ADHD evaluations, there's like a giant pile of paperwork to do. The fact that you are struggling to get through all of this paperwork is a sign that you have ADHD. So just know going in, there's going to be a lot of paperwork, fill out a lot of forms, answer a lot of questions. And so that is something that you can explain as one of your examples of why you think you have ADHD, because I just struggled through the 37 pages of paperwork that I had to fill out. Okay. So I think that's all my advice. See an ADHD expert. Before you go, write down all your questions, concerns, what your goal is in this appointment. While you're there, take notes or ask them to give you notes. Bring a friend to help you. Figure out what your next steps are. Ask all your questions before you go. And then when you're done, write down all your action steps, what you got to do to make things happen. And if you don't feel good about how that appointment went, you know yourself better than anyone else. Yes, you've spent most of your life doubting yourself and having this like negative self-talk where you don't believe yourself. That means you also probably have ADHD. And know that you know yourself well. If that provider does not sit well with you, do not feel bad. Find another person who knows what they're talking about and see them instead. If you go see 4 different doctors and they all say you probably don't have ADHD, hey, then maybe you don't have ADHD. But if you've been to people who know what they're talking about, they will be able to diagnose you with the correct thing. So, Mama, I am proud of you for stepping into this, for being willing to try hard things, to get out there and get your diagnosis. It is such a weight lifted when you talk to the doctor and they can tell you, yes, this is what I think you're dealing with, and there's hope, and here's how we're going to deal with it. It is like, whew, I can breathe now. So if you feel like that's something that you want to feel, you want to know, please go seek out that diagnosis. I am lifting you up, praying that you find the right person for you, find the right treatment for you, figure out what is the best course of action so that you can live the best life possible with your ADHD, not in spite of it. Good luck, successful mama, and we'll talk soon. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.